And most of us can do a lot more harm than good. And that's why I'm spending a fair amount of time on this understanding. Hey, we're technical guys. We got to recognize there are a lot of people over here. Now, if you go into a customer and he's way over here, he comes up, hey, Rich, how you doing? What a weekend I had. Did you watch the golf? You know, that's where he starts when you come in. You know, oh, my God, you know, I've only got 3 minutes. If you're going to call if you're going to call on a guy like that, you better call on him at 11:45 or call on him at 4:45. You know, you're not going to go in there at 9 because you won't get out of there till noon. So you got to set those calls up. You can't go in there and say, Rich, I don't mean to be patient with you again, you know. But, you know, so you got to be really aware of that, and you can't change customers. You got to change yourself. Any comments on that? Okay. Let's move over now to the next page, page 16. How do you recognize them? Is it hard to recognize them?
No, not really.
About 3 or 4 seconds, you ought to be able to recognize whether this guy's left brain or right brain.
Usually, if you come right into their office or their cubicle and look at their desk.
Yeah, you can get a, whoa, this guy's this. So, you know, if you're a right brain guy, you can still, you know, bite the bullet, so to speak, and, you know, get out the test data forms and, you know, and do stuff that you hate to do, but you have to kind of bend yourself. You can't bend a customer. Right brain people generally have pictures of their family, lots of pictures and so on. They like pictures. Right brain people will talk about non-business things. Now, we already asked the thing about being impatient. You know, we've been impatient. So if you are, call them back and say, hey, I'm sorry I was impatient. You know, this is what happened. But try not to do it, you know. But you can learn. You make a mistake, you learn from it. That's good. And you're not going to change them. And they're out there. So you got to be like them if you're going to do business with them. And they're not bad people. They're actually great people. And left-brain people are great people, too. Left-brain people go into a lot of detail, way more than you need. They're just like Earl when he got started on his little presentation this morning, giving us a lot more detail than we need. I'm going to bet he's an extremely left-brain guy, just guessing, just on a basis of, you know, how can you fix my problem if I don't give you like 50 hours worth of detail, you know? Well, that's the way left-brain people are. They want to give you lots of detail. So if you're a right-brain person, the worst thing a right-brain person could say to a left-brain person is this: sir, I'm not an engineer. That is the worst thing in the world that a right-brain person could say to a left-brain person. Because a left-brain person is going to think, you don't have to be an engineer. This is simple stuff. I'm just explaining what's wrong. How you got to understand what's wrong before you can even help me, you know? So don't, if you're a right brain and you're with a customer, don't ever tell them, you know, that's the same thing as saying shut up to a customer, isn't it? Sir, I'm not an engineer. It's like shut up, basically. That's not a good thing. left brain people will use numbers and quantitative things a lot. They just, you know, if you ask them a question, they'll respond with a lot of numbers, you know, just generally. Yeah, I've been in business for this long and have that many kids, and, you know, there's a lot of quantifications. So it's getting down into the detail level. And that's, and left brain people are great for that, no big deal. They usually speak fast, and they move to business discussions right away. They feel uncomfortable, more or less, talking about Mickelson losing a golf thing last night and that ending on the Daytona 500, you know, just a 0.02 seconds or whatever it was, 500 miles, you know. So, you know, if you're a left brain and you want to get down to business, just bite your lip and, you know, try to relax and, you know, go through the protocol, because that's the way it is. Okay, let's move over to some do's and don'ts for these guys. Right brain people, they love to hear words like reliable, responsive, dependable, trustworthy, friendship. They like those kinds of words. Right brain people like to see a picture of your office. You know, these are the people in our office. You know, left brain people don't care. Right brain people do. They want to say, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to, they're happy people. You know, they're all educated, you know, and all those kinds of. So we ought to have stuff, you know, for to try to make those folks feel good. Having a smile, that's another thing I think is so important, having a smile on your face. One of the things I used to do, going into an account, let's say I'm going to go into an account for the first time, and Mike, I bet you could have, you know, you look It's a little scary. Could be. You know, you need to smile. Well, you were smiling more last night.
Yeah. Steak in front of him.
Yeah.
Was somebody get
him that tray of buns back there?
I was a little pissed. They only gave me one.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out a way to weasel another one out of them either.
Here's the thing I used to do. I'm going into an account. Now, I'm always a very serious guy, you know, focused and so on and so forth. And so I go into an account, and now I want to try to get the softer side out, which is not easy to do. So I start, let's say tell the secretary or whatever, I don't know if they have them anymore, you dial the phone, somebody comes out. But let's say that you're there waiting, somebody's coming out, maybe you haven't met them before, and they're coming to get you. Get the lips loosened up so a smile will come easier. Now, if you're used to being pretty serious...
I'll tell you right now, if I go to one of my accounts, and I'm sitting in there in some, you know, little room, and there's four or five other people waiting, and I see some guy over there going like that,
Yeah.
He over there making faith, man.
Yeah. This guy's a psycho. Let's move. Let's get out of here. Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but give me some, and I want it to be a surprise.
Make sure the security guard isn't recording the room. Man. The guy sees the security camera, and he's like,
The message I'm giving here is that having a smile when you meet somebody. No, that's okay, Mike.